Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Marianne Hamdan, MarianneHamdan, date of birth 4/15/1967. Date of accident is 12/29/2023. Date of service 3/18/2024. Miss Marianne Hamdan is here for an evaluation follow-up visit. She was initially seen on 2/8/2024 for her new patient visit. Allegedly, patient was involved in automobile accident on 12/29/2023 in a rear-ending accident while she was a driver of a Toyota Avalon at a stop sign in Mansfield and Paul Street in Detroit near Dearborn. This impact caused damage to her car, but not total, and injury to her head, leading to headaches on the front and back, along with symptoms of TBI, like dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, loss of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, were reported in the initial visit. However, there was no seizures or loss of consciousness or incontinence or vision problem or taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem. In the pain area, patient was reporting that she is suffering from moderately severe to severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back to the tune of 8, and pain in both the shoulders with limited range of motions, and pain in both hips were reported. Radiation to both upper arms posteriorly and both legs anteriorly and posteriorly was reported, including all the toes, 5 of them. This was off and on as ongoing. The patient was placed on physical therapy as well as conservative treatment. She reported that her pain has continued to be severe and is unrelieved and is affecting her ADLs. Pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back is still 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, with constant radiation to both upper arms and both forearms and both legs posteriorly, involving all the foot and toes bilaterally. Also, patient has pain in both the shoulders, which is also reported to be 10. And right hip area, which is also reported to be 10 by the patient. Overall, the pain varies from 6 to 10 depending on the day, and patient has ADLs affected 10. She reports 0% relief in the pain. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review for the additional history, as well as substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 109/63, pulse 87, temperature 98.0, pulse ox was not taken. Rest of the exam remains the same from the previous visits of 2/19/2024, dictation number 0311-126. Plan, patient is having occipital headaches and was informed that due to the injury to the headrest, it's possible her occipital nerve might be injured, greater and lesser, which can be blocked by injection of morphine and steroid. She reported that her index finger in the right hand is pretty okay, no more numbness or pain in the hands. Her headache is not associated with nausea anymore, and she's seeing a neurologist and psychiatrist, and she's not able to walk more than a block, and she cannot sit and stand more than 30 minutes, and hard to go to sleep. Her range of motion of both the shoulders are limited to 120 degrees, and pain has increased to 10, 1 to 10. Hence, the patient is provided with following medication, Norco 5, 325, once a day, 30 tablets for this pain control, gabapentin 600 milligram 2 times a day, and furosemide 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Her meds were reviewed and opiates were found negative in that at a later date. Today's MAPs were ordered and today's lab was ordered. And physical therapy continues for the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders. to two times a week with traction, massage, laser treatment, acupuncture. Patient is allowed complete work disability, hospital replacement, and transportation. End of dictation. Thank you. Oh, patient is also informed to get the MRIs done for her complete spine and also for the brain trauma with NeuroQuant and SWI. Patient is also advised to connect with the neuropsych evaluation and the counseling. Thank you.